about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are off. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. How you all? How are y'all doing this evening? I am so happy to be talking today. We got a lot of cool topics. For those of you that missed the first couple hours, we'll just a little bit later in the hour quickly review some of the top stories. But I want to hear from you. What we do is we take your calls, answer your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, toll free. 1-877-DOC-DALI, or your emails at drdahlia.com. Okay, so looks like a gentleman is possibly facing jail time. A McDonald's employee in South Carolina, 19-year-old Marvin Washington Jr., was arrested after being caught spitting into customers' cups of iced tea. Now, the drinks were returned for not being sweet enough, both of them. They go home, pop the lids off their sweet tea to put some sugar in it, and they found a bodily fluid of phlegm in the top of their drink. All right. Why would they say they're not sweet enough? Just, you know, return it and say, this has phlegm. Oh, I almost vomit just thinking about that. That's absolutely disgusting. Anyway, Greenville County investigators say surveillance video caught him leaning over the cups before he filled them Saturday at the restaurant for a mother and her daughter. The drive-thru customers discovered the phlegm when they removed the lids of the drinks to add more sugar because the iced tea wasn't sweet enough. The owner says he follows stringent food safety procedures and asks people not to reach conclusions. Reach conclusions? The guy's spitting their drinks. Come on. He was released on $5,000 bond but faces felony charges, which could be up to 20 years. Good. Good. You know, people watch movies and they see these things happen in movies and people spitting on each other's burgers and everybody giggles and they think it's funny, but it's a felony. All right, you cannot do that. And I know everybody jokes and they, you know, it's called malicious tampering with food. There's charges with that. It's disgusting. We don't want your herpes. You know, if there's any blood in the mix, we don't want your HIV or your hepatitis. No, thank you. No, thank you. It's absolutely disgusting. You know, I worked in a restaurant and I will agree with the fact that you don't want to send your food back. Or if you do send your food back, give it to the manager to take back there. And hopefully the manager does not leave the view. It's very frustrating. People tell me, Dahlia, this is why I don't go to restaurants anymore. I go, I know. You know, there's some nasty stuff that happens. Yeah, and it could even be in fancy restaurants too. You have somebody who had a bad day like Mel Gibson. Looks like he had another bad day. Apparently went off on another rant. It was caught on tape in December. It got released. He's all mad. Oh, he was dropping everything in the book. I'm not sure if there was any racial slurs in this one, but he was going after his ex-wife, screaming and yelling about her. You can have somebody with a very, very, very bad day. And you don't want to be around it, all right? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We probably should search her food. We probably should take a peek at her food. Why not? You know, lift up the lid, look under the bun. Why not? There's enough people, you know, have bad days. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry. Man, the thought is just making me choke. Okay, now, this is a very sad case. Back in 1979, a 6-year-old boy disappeared on his way to school. Eton Patz vanished May 25th, 1979, after leaving his family's Soho apartment for a short walk to catch the school bus. This was the first time the parents had let him go off to school alone. Where did we hear this before? Remember that little kid in the Hasidic Orthodox Jewish community? Mom, please let me for the first time go, please. First time it happens. Anyway, this child's abduction is what later led to the milk carton pictures. All right, this is what helped launch the missing children's movement that puts kids' faces on milk cartons. Now, only today, they I think they found the remains. The FBI searched a Manhattan basement, and they believe they found his remains. All right? They're digging up the concrete floor, removing drywall partitions, finding blood, clothing, human remains, and it was just down the street from Eaton's home. This is just horrible. Look how long. Investigators have long eyed the basement curiosity because it can be accessed from the street on the boys' route to school. At the time, the space was being used as a workshop by a neighborhood handyman who was thought to have been friendly with Eaton. FBI investigators have interviewed the man several times over the years. Investigators questioned him again recently and, as a result of those discussions, decided to refocus their attention on the building. Two other law enforcement officials also confirmed that an FBI dog had indicated the scent of human remains. His disappearance, of course, led to the milk carton movement. And his parents, I guess, let me see, the parents never moved, although they obtained a court order in 2001 declaring the boy dead. For years, they wouldn't change a phone number because they expected the kid to hopefully call. This is just, oh, this is sad. This is sad. All right. All right. Of course, the man declined killing the boy, et cetera. But anyway, so hopefully that mystery laid to rest. But I tell you, it really kills it when you hear these cases where kids are like, Mom, Dad, let me do something on my own. You know, and it's that one time. And remember, these bad guys, whether they're pedophiles, whether they're murderers, they watch their prey. They could watch you for weeks, months, even years. And that's what's so frightening. You know, people are like, well, wait a second, you know, all right, we're going to, as a surprise, you know, just let him, you know, walk to school. Nobody, but I mean, people are watching. And after the break, we're going to be talking about pedophiles, how quickly they could attach and grab onto your kid. You know, it's just, it's amazing how, you know, we it's like there's all these different worlds going on at the same time. You know, we have our world where we, you know, we're normal, sane people. You know, we get up in the morning, we get to work, we plan on going to work, feed our kids, etc. Then you have a whole nother dimension that's sitting there thinking about ways to hurt people. And you don't want to be paranoid, but you need to be aware. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, coming right back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess these pedophiles are doing something called geotagging and are stalking your children online. Your kids, whether they're on Facebook, whether they're putting their pictures up on YouTube, and they do something called geotagging. And being able to geotag, they can know where the children live, go to school, playground, shop with their parents, etc. This is being reported by TheExaminer.com. Now, of course, when it comes to, Facebook, I believe there is an age limit. You have to be 13. But a lot of parents open up, Facebook pages for their kids and Facebook accounts. You know, the parents do it because the kid, and they lie about the age. But we really need to be careful because these stalkers, that's just what they do. You know, you think, well, a normal sane person, why would they care about a 5-year-old sitting there? But remember, these are people that are insane. They're pedophiles. They're insane. So what's this geotagging? Well, from what I understand, geotagging, they say, and I got to read this, is the process of adding geographical identification metadata to various media, such as photograph, video websites, SMS messages, etc. And I guess it has latitude and longitudinal coordinates. All right. It can include altitude, bearing, distance, etc. Geotagging can help users find a variety of location-specific information. They say one can find images taken near a given location by entering latitude and longitude coordinates into a suitable image search engine. Then the geotagging-enabled information services could be used to I still don't get it. This just all seems like a bunch of computer mumbo jumbo to me. It says geotagging can tell users the location of the content of a given picture or other media or the point of view. And conversely, on some media platforms, show media relevant to a given location. So are they saying you could take a picture and that picture has a code? So if I take a picture on my phone, the related term geocoding refers to the process of taking non-coordinate-based geographical identifiers, such as a street address, and finding associated coordinates. I mean, it makes sense, but how do they get that from a picture? They say geotagging may seem an innocent way for parents to add information to photographs, but should be considered dangerous. So are they saying, if a parent say, look at my kid at Target, or here's my kid at school, are they saying that's what gives information to the pedophiles? I guess. So here's the thing. These predators, they say, are one step ahead, and we know that to be true. And so we probably really need to watch what our kids are doing. You know, my kids like to put stuff on YouTube. They like to put stuff on Facebook. And, I mean, social media now is the thing. People are tweeting. But there's people just sitting there with nothing to do, hours on end, just scrolling and looking at pictures of people. And you could still look at people even though you are buddies with them on Facebook. You know, like I said in previous shows, our whole cyber world has blown up so quickly that we have absolutely no idea how to contain it or how to control it. Not that I want government to contain anything by any means. I want the government to stay out. But, you know, people have access to everything. Anybody could say anything about you. Anybody could put anything about you, all right? We've talked about this with doctors. You have these rating websites. And I look up my friends all the time. I'm there, you know, a couple of my colleagues, right? And it's interesting because I asked my colleagues, because the same thing happens to us, when does your collections go out? Mid-month, end of month, you know, when does your accounts go to collections, right? And then you see the rash of criticisms. Oh, Dr. Smith, he's mean, he hurt me, he this, you know, and you just see all this stuff, because nobody's going to sit there and admit that they were a deadbeat, or, you know, they purposely gave you the middle finger when you sent them a bill. And I've told you guys how to deal with bills. You know, not being able to pay is okay. Tell your doctor you can't pay, that's okay. Tell your doctor you can't pay, maybe work up a $5 a paycheck plan, something, all right? When you work with the doctor, I mean, amazing. Doctors are probably one of the very few companies that will actually work with people on their bills. Everybody else, I mean, you don't get to buy the, you know, carton of milk, you know, and say, oh, I'll pay you later, or I'll hope to pay you. You don't get to leave the store without the milk. But medical services, we provide the services and hope you get paid. But, I mean, you know, if you have trouble paying your bill, you can still work with the hospital. You can work with the doctor. But people that don't, that feel they don't have to pay or want to give the, you know, finger or whatever, they get sent to collections. So you see the bad mouthing. I see the bad mouthing all the time for a variety of things. And, I mean, look at the cyberbullying. Look at these kids. So-and-so slept with so-and-so. Well, that's a lie. I see alterations of pictures, right? You see pictures of people and somebody somehow incorporates a tampon string hanging down in the picture. I mean, you can alter anything. You could say anything, alter anything. You could put your friend's picture on a nude body, and there's very few ramifications if you don't get caught. True, there's genetic footprints and, you know, et cetera. But many people, they don't get caught, or they badmouth you, and you can't do anything about it. So what may eventually happen is we've been going to the internet for knowledge. Right. We're going there, you know, rather encyclopedias even are now online. Right. Encyclopedia Britannica stopped printing. I never thought I'd see that happen. I forgot that could happen, but it happened. Encyclopedia Britannica stopped printing. No more books because they have an online version. So we go online for our information. But because everybody could go online and post anything, we're going to eventually have an internet where we're like, well, a lot of this is fake. You know, there's only going to be X number of sites you could trust. And then everything else we're going to have to assume is either fake or doctored. I don't know. I mean, even look at pictures. You know, there's been a lot of controversy in the media now where a picture of Julia Roberts or Jennifer Hudson or whatever gets doctored up. Now, they've been doing that for a long time, but they can do it now easier. So we're seeing, you know, we're seeing photographs of people that, I mean, look amazingly gorgeous, and it's not really them. And that's not even done under duress. You know, people are allowing it to have Photoshop done, etc. Now, I'll be very honest. When my photographer did my photo, I have a little bit of a chipped tooth. It's barely noticeable. And she was able to fix it. So my photo on my website, great photo that she did. My hair's a little messed up, etc. But she really didn't do much to it. But she said she could fix the tooth. And I said, go ahead, fix the tooth. I don't mind. Why not? People don't have to see that I chipped my tooth on Thanksgiving dinner back in 1992. And, just a very, very mild little thing. I don't have to get cosmetic surgery. Look how cheap it is. You could doctor up your picture. I really don't care. I don't think you all care whether I have a chipped tooth or not. Very mild. Nobody would notice it if I didn't tell them. But, I mean, I'm a part of it, too. I had my tooth fixed when my picture was put on there. So I think computer and the internet world and the cyberspace is extremely volatile, extremely dangerous, and we have no idea what to do with this. I have a friend who worked for intelligence in the Army. He said, no way. He has to make sure none of his pictures show up on the internet. You know, how do you do that? How do you prevent? You know, my husband, he has a Facebook account, small account, doesn't do much with it. Yet there's pictures on the internet of him that he never posted. Well, no, because somebody else could post a picture. They could put your name on it. Anybody could do anything now. And it's kind of frightening. But what's extra frightening is this is where criminals now hunt you down. This is where they find you. They know as much as they can about you. I mean, they could follow trends. I mean, it's very easy. You know, if you're always posting at 12:03, then they know when you're on your lunch hour. If you're posting early morning at 6:35, and you're talking about how you don't want to get out of bed, well, they know you're at home. When you're posting a picture of you at an intersection, right, and the car in front of you, I was driving behind a car. I never had a chance to post it, but there was a truck that had all these street signs, right? Arrow going right, arrow going left, only stop. And so I was going to post a picture saying, what the heck am I supposed to do? You know, the way the signs were put on the back of the truck, it was pretty funny. But somebody could go, okay, well, look, I see where the sun is. I've been on that street corner. I know how it looks at that time of day. You're obviously, Dr. Dahlia, driving home from work at that time. And it looks like you go to that intersection. It is so easy for people to know your route. It is so easy. You know, maybe we don't need to post as much as we're doing. Maybe we do, you know, rather than social media allowing us to be an open book. I mean, I like to be open with my listeners. I love talking to my listeners. I love Facebooking with them. You know, I don't know where this show is going and how big it's going to get. I love how popular it's gotten and the publicity I've gotten. But I always want to talk to my fans. I do. So I want to be open. You know, let them see pictures of my kitty cats, you know, but there's going to be a time where we're going to have to shut down and recluse ourselves. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. 37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, toll free, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so it looks like parents are going to sue Apple over the apps and how addictive they are and how costly. Apparently, some children, I guess, are already becoming addicted to these iPhone apps, and I see it. You know, moms are just handing the kids their phones and in the doctor's office. And I mean, they're really little. They really know how to navigate. I'm still learning my iPhone. I've had my iPhone for like 2.5 years. I'm still learning it. Yet a 4-year-old knows what to do. But apparently these bills are going into the thousands. They say parents whose children have accidentally run up huge bills playing games on their iPhones could be in line for compensation from Apple. Are you kidding me? Apple will pay? Don't you need a password? My kids always ask for our password. Before, our password is Donovan. No, I'm just kidding. I don't use Donovan. That'd be a good password, though, because nobody would think, you know. Yeah. No, because I talk about Donovan all the time. I love Donovan. You know, I probably shouldn't use Donovan as my password. But anyway, my kids always ask what my password is. So because they can't purchase an app. The only problem is once you get that password, I notice my kids will then do a 2-fer or a 3-fer, because, you know, once you put in the password, then you could actually purchase a few at a time. Anyway, they say campaigners are awaiting the result of a U.S. court case in which a group of disgruntled parents are suing the company after their children's innocent game plane ended up costing a fortune. Why is it Apple's fault and not the parents? They accuse Apple of enticing children to spend money on iTunes. Well, wait a second. All right, when I was a little girl, they were advertising the Betty Crocker bake set. And then you have to buy the Betty Crocker baked goods and keep it up. Did my mom and dad sue Betty Crocker for the expense? Oh, Betty Crocker, they didn't appeal to... Of course they did. I mean, they're commercials from Mattel. Yeah, all I remember are commercials from Mattel with Barbies and, I don't know, big wheels. All right, we don't sue toy companies for trying to entice kids for toys, yet we could sue Apple for trying to advertise apps. This is kind of odd. They say if the parents are successful, it could open the door for legal actions worldwide. Apple, obviously worth multiple billions of dollars, hundreds of billions, has repeatedly been criticized for allowing children to spend money on games. No, they don't. Do they allow children? Isn't it the mom's iPhone? The mom's or dad's iPad, iPod, or... I don't get this. I don't get how there could even be a court case. Apps such as Smurfs Village, based on the books and the film Smurf. I'm surprised Smurfs made it back again. I never thought Smurfs would make a comeback. I mean, it was cute, but they've actually, they say apps are free to download. Playing them can incur charges. As the child collects game currency, the bills can mount up. Well, then there has to be a disclaimer. The parents shouldn't, you know, allow it to be downloaded. The U.S. court papers state these games are highly addictive, designed deliberately to be so. No, you don't design a game to be addictive. Games of Pac-Man was addictive. When they designed Pac-Man, and we talked about that back, I think it was in Japan, it was originally supposed to be Puck-Man. And I guess they thought that Americans, they didn't think Japanese, but they thought Americans would make jokes about that. Well, probably, of course, because it's an American word that it rhymes with. I get it. Okay, that's why. But when they made Pac-Man, they didn't say, oh, we are going to cause people to be addicted in the 80s to these games. They wanted to make a game that would entertain you, that you would put money in, and you'd want to come back and play again. Right? I mean, is anybody suing casinos for the craps tables being addictive? You lose money when you play craps many times, more often than not. Do we sue the casino? Where are they going with this? All right. Anyway, U.S. court papers say these games are highly addictive, designed deliberately to be so, and tend to compel children playing them to purchase large quantities of game currency, amounting to as much as $100 per purchase or more. World of Warcraft people, adults are doing the same thing. Adults that play World of Warcraft, they do. And you know what? If they're stupid enough to purchase fake money, then they're stupid enough. You don't sue the company. And I'm not meaning this as a diss on my husband and my kids, but they do. They're called, I guess, cheats or something where you can buy extra gold. I see them buy gold. I go, you guys are spending money on fake money. Oh, I earned it, Mommy. I earned it. I did this. Well, yeah, but what are you going to have for college later? You know, I mean, they don't have that much money in the bank. I don't even think we have anything significant with their bank accounts. We needed their bank accounts when the recession hit. But you see them wanting to purchase fake money. Dad plays World of Warcraft, too, and they all do. They say youngsters don't need to supply credit card details as the costs are usually charged to the parents' iTunes accounts, which are already linked to card details. It could take up to 24 hours for parents to find out about the huge bills. See, I don't know about us. We have a password. So our kids, even though, yes, they could charge, you know, we have an account on our iPhone, they still have to plug in the password. All right, so let me see here. Apple has already been forced to change security setting on its iPhones in a bid to stop children instantly racking up huge bills. But some parents do not realize they can block their children from using their credit card details, of course. Looks like a 7-year-old kid named Jack Dragger ran up at least a $1,300 bill on an iPad in 4 days. Wow. After he downloaded the Tapzoo app free of charge. Okay, see, so I get, I see the other side of this. I see the other side. You're downloading a free app, but when they play it and it says, would you like, there has to be some sort of a security setting. If the kid is able to say, yes, I want to purchase, that's interesting. That's interesting. Apparently, they say that the parents of Jack Dragger didn't realize that some of the animals on the game cost at least $80 each. Apple agreed to refund the bill. Well, that's another thing. I mean, Apple gets enough complaints by parents going, look, we didn't want to purchase this. My kid did it. Then Apple needs to change its technology and fix it. I don't know if you have to sue them. They say Apple said it's easy for parents to activate security settings to stop children running up charges. That's what I thought. We have security settings on ours. I just don't get it, people. I don't get it. Why is it everybody else's fault? Are you guys getting as sick of that as I am? It's always somebody else's fault. People sue. Really? Yeah. Now, this McDonald's case, many of you bring up this McDonald's case to me on in emails. You know, how did McDonald's get sued, for hot coffee? People will sue for anything. I mean, the only thing is from what I understand with that McDonald's case, the reason why that lawsuit went through where a woman had a piping hot cup of coffee and it burned her is, I guess, prior to the incident, inspectors during routine inspection said, guys, it's too hot. You got to do something about it. It's too hot. And when they didn't, then now there's a negligence, a liability, they didn't do their due diligence, et cetera, and all those other legal terms that they like to use. So you see, in that particular case, there was some sort of liability. It wasn't, I burned, and I got to admit, I mean, I have seen burns. I've taken care of burns. These burns causing lifelong scars, and you like to wear skirts, and you like to wear a bathing suit, or you have to have a skin graft. I mean, yeah, so I don't critique that McDonald's coffee case. I've talked to attorneys and I found out a little bit more about what happened. But I hear these people suing for, I don't understand that. I really don't. Now, I can understand where, you have a couple thousand dollar bill, Apple won't do anything to you. Well, then maybe you do have to. But what is this, a class action suit? I don't know. All right, guys. Well, when we come back, we've got a few more things I want to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we reported a couple days ago that Mexico's Popocatépetl volcano was starting to rumble, make a little bit of noise. This has been a volcano in Mexico, very close to Mexico City, that has been watched for years. I mean, this isn't anything new, but it looks like it did start to spew today. They say it has hurled superheated rock fragments half a mile into the air. You can see the smoke. You see the birds flying away in the picture. They're probably like, I'm getting the heck out of here. And I guess the volcano is southeast of Mexico City, has already sent plumes of ash and water vapor into the air. It may trigger fallouts of gritty, abrasive volcanic ash. It can ruin car engines, block drains, etc. Air cause issues with flights. The National Disaster Prevention Center said in a report Thursday that ash may fall on the eastern flank of the peak away from the Mexican capital. So hopefully it's going away from the city. The volcano has now, over the last 24 hours, spouted at least 15 times. I'm sure it's more by the time you guys are hearing the show. Apparently, authorities did raise the alert level due to increase in activity of the 17,886-foot peak. They said the last most violent eruption happened about 1,200 years ago. Wow, crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right. Remember the JetBlue pilot that just started, I guess he got locked out of the cockpit when he went to the bathroom, started screaming about Al-Qaeda, and September 11th, it looks like he is going to plead insanity. All right. Remember, the flight was going, it was a JetBlue. It was going to Vegas, I think from New York to Vegas, had an emergency landing in Amarillo, Texas. Now, attorney Dean Roper filed the notice in the U.S. District Court in Amarillo, Texas, saying pilot Clayton Osborne would use an insanity defense. Osborne, 49 years old, was charged earlier this month with interfering in the operations of a flight crew after he allegedly screamed and pounded on the cockpit floor. Yes, the flight was March 27th from New York to Las Vegas. He is undergoing court-ordered psychiatric examination, which he should. You know, like I talked about, this wasn't a panic attack. This was a psychosis. I mean, he was delirious at the time. So, absolutely. The federal indictment described a harrowing flight during which Osborne had to be subdued and restrained by passengers, luckily. So the pilot suddenly left the cockpit, started running up and down the aisle, banging on the restroom door, attempting to force his way back in the locked cockpit. Several passengers restrained him until the plane landed. He said, "Pray now for Jesus Christ," started yelling about Iraq, Iran, terrorists, shouted at one point through the cockpit, "Guys, push it to full throttle." I mean, just as a crazy, imagine if this happened with him in front of the controls. Now, I don't know what type of safety measures they have, if the co-pilot could do anything. But, I mean, imagine he's trying to subdue this guy. What if this had happened in the cockpit? Yet he can't call for help. There's got to be some way to, you know, call the flight attendants to help or something. I don't know. But thank heavens this all happened after. Now, who knows? Maybe he started acting erratic. Maybe he started acting erratic before. That's why he got locked out of the cockpit. You know, you kind of wonder. All right. So what's going on here? Breast cancer is not one disease, but 10 different diseases they're talking about in the news. They say an international team of researchers looked at breast cancers from 2,000 women and said that the classifications could help improve treatment by tailoring drugs for patients' exact type of breast cancer. Well, I agree. Breast cancer is not just breast cancer. There's various degrees. The estrogen sensitive, the non-estrogen sensitive, the HER2, etc. They said it'll take at least 3 more years for the findings to be used in hospitals, they say. The study published in the journal Nature, they analyzed genetics of frozen breast cancer samples, not normally found in Nature, but I guess they published in the Nature journal anyway. Genetics of frozen breast cancer samples from 2,000 women at hospitals in the UK and Canada. They looked at a huge detail of genetics of the tumor cells, which genes had been mutated, which genes were working on overdrive, which were being shut down. They found that all the different ways the cells change when cancerous could be grouped into 10 different categories, named INT Clust 1-10. Each tumor within a particular group shares similar genes, which makes sense, and different women with the same type have better odds of survival, or different odds, I should say, similar odds of survival. So, I mean, you know, it makes sense. Makes sense. Now, they say that over 70% of breast cancers respond to hormone therapies, but 30% don't. And the ones that don't are usually a little bit more aggressive and a little bit more ominous. So they do need to get their acts together with this. That'd be great. You know, whatever they could do, keep, you know, I mean, we think we're making headway with it. We think we are, but we still have a long way to go. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. The CDC comes out with another report now with HPV. HPV, the human papillomavirus, they now say causes 26,000 cases of cancer. I'm surprised that little. I bet HPV does a lot more than that. I was expecting this to be a lot because of how common and prevalent it is. They say 18,000 of these 26,000 cancer cases are women, 8 are men. Most common was cervical cancer with the women, right? Apparently 11,500 cases on average attributable to the HPV, 7,400 cases of oral pharyngeal cancer, which is mouth or throat cancer, 4,500 cases of anal cancer, 1,600 cases of vulvar cancer, 500 cases of vaginal cancer, 400 cases of penile cancer due to HPV. This is exactly why when women think, you know, when these U.S. task forces say, you don't need pap smears, especially if you've had a hysterectomy, you could put them off, delay. No. If you get exposed to HPV, you could get vaginal cancer. Just because you got a hysterectomy doesn't mean you don't have a vagina. And just because you may pass with your pap smear, HPV, you know, could still infect other areas, including the rectum. So, no, you do need a pelvic exam every year. You may not need the quote-unquote pap smear, but you still need a pelvic exam. Now, they say most HPV infections do go away within a year or two, but those that persist can progress to cancer. It usually comes by sexual transmission. All right, so let me see if there's anything else I want to talk about this. We have the vaccines. Two vaccines are available to protect against HPV 16 and 18, which are the strains that cause the most cancer. They're recommending girls age 11 to 12 with the three doses called Gardasil and routine vaccination of boys 11 to 12 with three doses of Gardasil. That also offers protection against HPV 6 and 11, which causes genital warts. So, of course, they're hoping that, you know, they could decrease cancer cases by vaccinating everybody. Now, many parents don't want to vaccinate their boys. Many people are concerned about that. I mean, we have so many vaccines out there now. We do. But, you know, one thing we are seeing is, I guess, U.S. measles cases are now at a 15-year high, and they believe the reason why measles, the CBC has been watching this. Remember at the Super Bowl Village, there was a huge outbreak. Right now, there's 222 cases of measles reported, and they say most of these people were not vaccinated. So, you know, we're finding more, I guess, you know, resistance to vaccination. And you know, as a parent, I do understand. It's hard. I mean, you know, when we were growing up, we had a few vaccines. We got the nasty scar on our upper arm. I don't know if that was from the swine flu vaccine or not, but, you know, it left a big nasty scar. So now many of us don't have our nice little sexy arms like we always wish we did, but kids do now because they don't have to have that type of vaccine. So I understand. You got the Prevnar, you got the Hib, you got the Varicella, you got the tetanus, you got the polio. I mean, I understand there's a lot. And then on top of that, you already have the hepatitis, et cetera. On top of that, you now have the HPV, which is another three shots. It's a lot. And it costs money. I get that. I know. I mean, ideally, it would be great if we could all get our vaccines. And again, we promote vaccines on the show. I'm a huge fan of vaccines. But I do understand when parents are a little nervous, you know, and I get that. You know, it is. I mean, when you have a baby and you're injecting them, it does. It's you know, you're like, what am I putting in my baby? But remember, for the most part, these things are safe. All right, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please sign in to my guest book on my website so I know where you're listening from. And email me or call in on our message line, even if we're off air, so we can deal with your calls tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.